we received quite a big number of about 3,000 to Rungo Moromo in Chulamo district of South Sudanese who are for asylum in Uganda. Majority of these are children and women. We have come to them at one of the schools around the border as we try to see as the government what is the next step to take.
Yes, and you said you have received 3,000. This is for the last 2 days, 3 days?
Quite from over the weekend. Around Saturday, we started seeing the people coming. The whole Sunday, so people come trickling in smaller numbers. So it's an accumulated number.
Yes, and what next for these people? I mean, what are you going to do next?
Yeah, we have strategies that, of course, we use to handle the management and protection of refugees. We are looking at options, either taking them to West Nile, where we have been settling the others, or if we get land in Lamo, we shall establish a refugee settlement and we settle them there.
Yes, and you said if you get land in other parts of the country, like in Arua, you mean Adjumani district particularly is now stressed with refugees and Adjumani cannot take more?
Adjumani is full at the moment because since August last year, we suspended any further settling of refugees in Adjumani. That's why we went to Yumba to open the BD, which was full December last year. We opened up Palolinya in Moyo around the 9th of December last year, end of February, to go to full. We now are in Miveti. Iveti, Narua, by the end of this week, it will be full. So that's where we are.
Yes, sounds like the whole of northern Uganda is almost getting full, this district hosting refugees. Is there a plan, maybe, if refugees continue to come there, that other parts of the country might take them?
That's why we are looking at the districts like Kenamo and see if they can open up and give us land in that state of these ones who are currently coming.
Uganda has been stressed with refugees, a lot of South Sudanese refugees. Like, as people who are working and concerned about refugees there, what could you like to tell us about all this?
So, speaking of asylum, the human right, it's one of the human rights. And as Uganda, we have an obligation that whoever comes, we allow him entry. We cannot close the borders on the humanitarian side. These are our brothers and sisters. If at the neighborhood there is a problem, you don't need to close your door when the neighbor runs into your home for rescue. So that's where we are. It's an obligation international as the people who are signatories to the convention and on the humanitarian request. If a neighbor is in trouble and is looking for help from you don't close the door.
Yes, Titus, as in this week, can you give us an idea as to how many South Sudanese refugees are now in Uganda?
We are approaching 800,000.